As part of its ongoing community education series, Lyft Community Services is hosting Overcoming with Guy Felicella, a compelling talk by the renowned advocate for drug policy reform. Lyft is partnering with Cothet School District to offer an afternoon session to grade 9 and 10 students at Brooks, followed by a public talk in the evening. This free event, scheduled for February 11th at Max Cameron Theater, aims to shed light on the human side of substance use through Felicella's personal journey and advocacy. Felicella spent more than 2 decades battling substance use, experiencing homelessness and involvement in gang activities. Having survived multiple near-fatal overdoses, his recovery journey has turned him into a vocal proponent for harm reduction, trauma therapy, and expedited treatment access. The talk will focus on inspiring hope and advocating for compassionate drug policies and support for those affected by substance use. Cynthia Layden, Community Health Services Manager at Lyft, speaks about the importance of bringing Felicella back to the Cothet region. After the positive feedback from last year's Fentanyl Forum, we knew we needed to have Guy return, explains Layden. His ability to connect with those directly affected by substance use, their loved ones and the general public is invaluable. The event is particularly significant in light of recent statistics shared by Layden. In 2024, nearly half of the drug-related deaths in BC occurred in privately owned or rented residences. These are people with jobs, these are homeowners, and this underscores the pervasive nature of this crisis across all demographics. Layden emphasizes that the stigma aimed at substance use often prevents people from seeking the help they need, which can be fatal in an unregulated, toxic drug supply environment. The persons most at risk are those who use in secret. Our goal is to equip everyone with the knowledge to stay safe, emphasizing that anyone can be affected, regardless of their social or economic status. Lyft runs a variety of harm reduction services in the community, including Cothet's overdose prevention site, drug checking services, a peer-to-peer support program and an injectable opioid agonist treatment, IOAT, clinic. Harm reduction is about sharing information and making connections. We are here to connect with people and meet them where they're at, says Layden, stressing that harm reduction is an entry point for recovery and other health supports. It's all part of the same spectrum. Lyft services such as drug checking and getting trained in how to use naloxone are not just for everyday or habitual users, but also for people who use occasionally or experimentally. This is knowledge that everyone can benefit from, says Layden, adding that Lyft is hearing from more parents of teenagers and youth-oriented community groups who are interested in sharing harm reduction information. For youth, chances are at some point they will be in an environment where someone, either a family member or friend, is using substances. Why not give them information that could save someone's life? When asked about advice for those attending the Felicella talk who may be struggling with addiction, or know someone who is, Layden says, silence kills. Talk about it. Reach out to services that understand and will not judge. Everyone deserves a chance to live a full life, and harm reduction interventions are crucial to making that possible. Overcoming with Guy Felicella is free to the public. To reserve a ticket and hear more about community approaches to substance use and harm reduction, go to Lyft Community Services. Org, Events, Overcoming with Guy Felicella.